AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill today, Democrats confronted Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for the first time since the Iran war began. Sagar Magani reports the Pentagon presented a cost of $25 billion so far.
California's John Garamendi and other Democrats ripped it as a blunder with unclear goals.
You have been lying to the American public about this war from day one, and so has the president.
Hegseth fired back.
Who are you cheering for here? Who are you pulling for?
In a tense exchange with top panel Democrat Adam Smith, Hegseth insisted the U.S. obliterated Iran's nuclear facilities last year.
We had to start this war, you just said, 60 days ago, because the nuclear weapon was an imminent threat. Now you're saying that it was completely obliterated?
They had not given up their nuclear ambitions, and they had a conventional shield of thousands
so
of
So Operation Midnight Hammer the weakest accomplished moment. Nothing of substance. It left
missing,
us at exactly the same
point.
Place we were before.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court's weakened the landmark civil rights era law that's increased minority representation in Congress. In a 6-3 ruling, the court struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia.
This ruling harkens back to the darkest days of the Jim Crow era, when black Americans were kept out of rooms of power.
Told it could mean more Republican House seats, President Trump had this reaction.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's the kind of ruling I like.
Jerome Powell says he plans to remain on the Federal Reserve's board after his term as chair ends next month, citing Trump administration legal attacks.
I worry that these attacks are battering the institution and putting at risk the thing that really matters to the public, which is the ability to conduct monetary policy without taking into consideration political factors.
The Fed left its benchmark interest rate unchanged again. This is AP News. The latest on the royal state visit.
King Charles and Queen Camilla kicking off their trip to New York City here at the National 9/11 Memorial, honoring victims of the attacks. Charles and Camilla are on a closely watched diplomatic trip to the U.S., marking the 250th anniversary of declaring independence from England. The king laying a bouquet of white flowers here at the memorial reflecting pool with a note and the royal couple meeting with 9/11 first responders and victims' families. Also, as part of the trip, Camilla visits the New York Public Library, where she'll deliver a Roo doll for the library's collection of Winnie the Pooh stuffed animals as the children's character turns 100. Charles goes to a nonprofit in Harlem doing community work. The royal couple also attends a reception at Rockefeller Center for a charity Charles founded supporting young people, the King's Trust. In Lower Manhattan at the 9/11 Memorial, I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.